Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Kell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marv Grissom. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Marv Grissom. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lund. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Delsing. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing takes first base on ball four. Keene moves to third. Lund moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bolling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling strikes out. Two outs. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Garver moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-0 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Garver moves to third. Keene moves to second. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Kell steals second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing moves to third. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Delsing scores. Dropo moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatfield. The throw from White and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell bunts towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evers moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch runs for George Kell. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive towards short. Keene catches it and throws to second to double up Evers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield bunts towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Keane moves to second. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lund bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Keane moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann is walked intentionally. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keane scores. Hatfield moves to third. Niemann moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropeau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. There goes Niemann trying to get to home. Stevens throws the ball into White, who tags Niemann, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Del Singh moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batts hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers, who is chasing the ball. Batts reaches third base with a triple. Delsing scores. Dropo goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Tigers. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-3 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield bunts towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatfield moves to third. Lund moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.